It took 100 years, but America is a better place when beagles rule.
Joe Radio!
Let's just get everybody together. Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing, and the world will be perfect. Maybe I've just lived a little long, but I have no illusions about how hard this is going to be. You are not going to wave a magic wand and have the special interest disappear.
Could I just say I recommend Joe Radio? I think he's a very talented young man. Godspeed to you, Joe Artichoke.
Thank you, Wayne. That's Mr. Mike O'Mara doing his best, Wayne. Wayniacs. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Joe Radio. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Artichoke, with you. 800-636-1067. Give me a call or shoot me an email. An email at joeradio1067@aol.com. Or visit the MySpace page, joeradio1067, on the good old MySpace. Welcome back, everybody. And I'll tell you, I played that Hillary. She apparently is not giving up. It's fine with me. I'm thinking about voting for McCain, because I think the Republicans should have to clean up the mess they made. So let's just vote for McCain. I just don't care anymore. Yeah. Nobody's going to stand behind Obama and Hillary. Now Florida, who was all in a tizzy to have their primaries earlier and got penalized by the Democratic Party for it, now they want to have their primaries again because they both went to Hillary. So I don't know how it works anymore. I think we're all just in a big high school called America. Everybody's just bitches and whines, and if you don't like the way things turned out, you can just do over, which is what they're calling it down in Florida and Michigan. Let's have a do over. You know, never mind the fact that those two states went to Hillary. So you get what you get. You get what you got. Now, welcome back. I did mention the email address, and I did get some emails this week. Got a lot of emails from Irvin. So, Irvin, why don't you call me? 800-636-1067. Irvin is like my biggest fan out there. He just calls all the time. And Irvin wrote me this week. It says, "Dear Joe, I thought Gone with the Wind was 1939 and wasn't Wizard of Oz before that. Actually, Irvin, I looked it up." It's a good question. Wizard of Oz was 1939 as well. They were both in the 1940 Oscars. And the reason Irvin had written in was because I had mentioned last week that during this day in history that Gone with the Wind was the first color film to win Best Picture Oscar. And they, in fact, Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz were up against each other in that category as well as many others. And So Wizard of Oz was nominated for Best Picture, but it did win the Best Musical Score and Original Song with Over the Rainbow. So, see, I answer your emails. I got one from Chad. Chad 8. Well, I don't want to give out his email address. I almost did. Oh, it's the Alka-Seltzer cold plus going to my head. But Chad wrote me, "Joe, I don't know what you're talking about. Florida is very, very, a very, very important asset to the United States. Sincerely, the 2000 presidential election." Ha ha! Hey, I got to find my, I'll find them later. My fanfares. But thank you, Chad. Very funny. Florida. Isn't Florida in the news again? It's always in the news. Just cut it off. Let it float off to Cuba. And then another one from Irvin, and he said, "Wasn't a Saturn the first no-dent car?" Well, that's a good question, and I think that the Fiero was around a lot longer before the Saturn was. So, Irvin, I couldn't really find anything about this. Some things you just can't Google. But I believe the Pontiac Fiero was the no-dent car. Saturn, I don't know if Saturn's a no-dent car at all, at least in the way that the Fiero was. The Fiero had, like, this rubber body. It was the weirdest thing. Not a bad car, really, except it caught fire every once in a while. So, there you have it. And I did mention Cuba just a second ago. Here you go. Just in case you're wondering what you can get away with in the world. You know, you can't go to Cuba from America. I think if you want to go to Cuba, you have to, like, fly to the Bahamas and then to Cuba. You have to fly out of the country and go to Cuba from another country. Because we don't deal with Cuba. You know why? Because they're communists. And America doesn't accept communists unless you're making our television sets or our clothes or our silverware or our picture frames and all the other stuff. You look at anything that you put your hands on. Well, I just put my hands on a remote for the TV in here, and it's made in Mexico. We can't accept any communists unless they're making us good, cheap stuff. But, hey, Irvin's on the phone. Irvin! Oh, hold on, buddy.
Sure.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, man.
How are
you? Hey, Joe, sorry about hearing about your cold. I know what it's like because I've had mine for a week now, and I'm just now starting to get over it, so I feel for you.
Well, I've only had mine for 3 days. Thanks a lot. So I got three more days of this?
I'd say at least.
Oh.
It's all if it's in your head or dropping down, you know, into your chest, you know, which determines how long you're going to keep it.
I see on the screen you're calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, Spotsylvania, actually.
So you're stuck in the Mid-Atlantic as well.
Oh, yeah. I love it. This is the area to live in, as far as I'm concerned. Just like Florida, you can cut it off and let it float away. It wouldn't hurt nothing. I think that it would help the country, actually. But, anyway, the guy you're going to have on tonight, little ordeal that you run across on the internet, that is fascinating.
Did you just look that up?
Oh, I have went to about six or seven different sites, and
yeah.
You'll probably see some of the emails.
Well, I appreciate the emails.
This is really interesting. It's such a strange coincidence that this guy had been trying to talk to these people in that area about that shrine. You know,
and well, we're going to get it straight.
Yeah, I know.
Straight from him. I can't wait.
I know. This is good. This is great. You really got a good show.
Thanks.
Just want to say, keep it up, and you're doing a great job.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. It's good to talk to you.
See ya.
So there's Irvin checking in, and be like Irvin. Send me lots of emails, man. Irvin's paying attention, and I appreciate that because that's what it's all about. Now, I was talking about Cuba. And did you know that, I'm just going to kind of read through the story. It came from the New York Times, you know, that bastion of lefto, pinko, commie journalism. Like that really exists, but, you know, got to scare you a little bit. It's a story about a guy named Steve Marshall, who is an English travel agent. And he lives in Spain, so he's not even an American. I mean, he's English and he lives in Spain. He sells trips to Europeans who want to go to, you know, the islands, including Cuba, because he can, you know. I guess Spain doesn't have such a, well, makes sense. The Spain people are Spanish. Cuba is Hispanic, so there you go. And in October of last, he has like, it says here he has 80 websites. I can't even imagine. I think I have three, and I could barely even maintain them. But they all stopped working. Why? U.S. government. The sites in English, French, and Spanish had been online since 1998. So we're talking 10 years, 9 years. Some like www.cubahemingway.com were literary, meaning they're just sites with, I guess, Ernest Hemingway writing on them. Don't know. I didn't check this. I had not checked this out. I just wanted to bring it up on the show. Maybe we'll look into it further. And then he had others like www.cubahavanacity.com discuss Cuban history and culture. And others like ChowCuba.com and BonjourCuba.com are commercial sites aimed at Italian and French tourists, not even aimed at the American tourist. So it turned out that Mr. Marshall's websites had been put on a Treasury Department blacklist, and as a consequence, his American domain name register, Enom Inc., disabled them. Enom told Mr. Marshall it did so after a call from the Treasury Department. So, and that company is in Bellevue, Washington. So I guess if you're just running websites, if you're hosting a website for somebody involved with trade with Cuba, you're on the blacklist. That just seems ridiculous to me. Maybe it's just me. Personally, I wouldn't mind going to Cuba. I hear it's beautiful down there. And the old argument that they're communists and we don't do any trade with them doesn't hold water anymore because we trade with China constantly. And they're communists. Get it? Doesn't matter anymore. Communism isn't a threat. It was only a perceived threat. Kind of like the Islamo-fascist is a perceived threat now. But I don't know. I think maybe 25 years down the road, we'll see that it probably wasn't as much of a threat. So you can call me 800-636-1067, but you know what? That music means it's time to take a break because I'm going to jump off real quick and dial up our guest, Mr. Alec Rawls. We're going to talk about this Flight 93 memorial out in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and you do not want to miss this. My fellow Joe Americans, I'll be right back after these messages.